Yeah, might as well.
Cerebral satire contains strong language and thoughts that may offend. If you are easily offended, don't fucking bother listening to it.
Thundering outside, in case you guys wondering. It's Friday, July, fucking August 2nd. We're all fucked up tonight, guys. This is going to be a train
wreck. Friday,
break.
Friday. Everybody loves the Friday. Do I sit in the front or the back? Who knows? Who knows? Yesterday was Thursday. Tomorrow is Saturday. Then the next day is Sunday. Then it is a Monday. Then it is a Tuesday. Then it is a Wednesday. Friday, Friday. Everybody loves the Friday. Going to do a Saturday on a Friday with Van Pam Wayne on Friday. Friday, Friday. Having fun on a Friday.
Can we stop, please?
Enjoy this show.
Stop, please.
And now it's time for me to go.
Thank you. Oh, my God. Wayne, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Good. What'd you do this week?
I've actually been up to quite a bit this week, which is a rarity.
Wow, you sound so excited. You sound like a five-year-old that's getting ready to read a report card from summer vacation. I was everywhere this summer. Can I please read it to you? Yes, Wayne, tell us what you've been up to this week.
First out, I had a tooth out of the hospital.
How'd that go?
Ouch. Well, that weren't the best because the hospital ran out of clean.
Run out of queen.
This is going to be a fucked up show. Let me tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, we run out of queen, Wayne. Sorry.
Clean equipment. Oh, my God.
What the queen equipment?
Clean equipment.
Yeah, so they had to get all sterilized and everything. So they just left me sitting there for 2 hours. And
2 hours?
That was the day surgery thing. So it was like, basically, it was like three wards, like a man ward, woman ward, and a children's ward.
What was you in the children's ward?
The children's ward? By myself. They dumped me in the children's ward by myself.
He's a fucking unbelievable.
So I sat there on this like one little chair for like 2 hours.
Did you hear them like talking to each other? Son, that's a really fucking hairy kid.
Yeah. That's fat, pudgy, hairy fuck.
Fucking fat, hairy kid.
While they were cleaning equipment, and then they like walked past at like 4 PM, and they're like, "Oh, sorry, do you want to come down where there's a bit more action down to like the main ward? Everyone's gone now."
They forgot about you.
They forgot about poor little Wayne.
So I didn't get done. So I was there from like 12:30 because it said be there.
In his little hospital bed with Lego.
They forgot about you.
And so from 1:00, I ended up like going in at about sort of 4:45 in the end.
Did you? Why didn't you just get up and say, "Hey, I'm still here. Is anybody going to come help me?"
I would have got pissed off after 30 minutes.
Yeah, well, me too.
Fed her waiting for the equipment. I thought that's not going to hurry anything along, is it?
No. Do you have other equipment? Can we get this moving, please? I made an appointment for a reason, you fuck.
That's it. You'd say, how long is the equipment going to take? There. And I'll fuck off.
Yeah.
I didn't finish there. I went down an IV drip because I'm a bit of a tar and worried.
Did you have a fit?
So, no, I didn't. So the one that's slightly nervous or whatever,
yeah,
that's not the person to have the trainee do the IV drip.
How many times
so they done
you
the alcohol
you?
Up, and then he was like, the surgeon was there and he was like talking her through. I thought, you're a fucking trainee.
Did she stick
like,
you?
So you strap it up, you make him clinch his fist and blah, blah, done it. And then it was like, you see, like the vein's running away from me. Right, you've done too many attempts in his hand.
Oh.
Now. So then they had to go to like the middle bit of your arm. And I'm not joking. There was like, she sort of doing it. And then there was like a plastic sound dropping to the floor. And it was like, oh God. So then they sort of rushed over, pressure on my arm. Obviously, I weren't watching this. I was looking away, shitting myself.
She didn't have the IV attached to your arm. She just had the needle.
She done thingy,
blood everywhere.
And then they were like, oh, we didn't waste a drop there, sir. And I was like, what? So then I didn't think anything more of it. They literally, once the IV drip had kicked in, I was away with the fairies. I was happy days. Basically, when they went to take the IV out, whatever, the woman nurse then was like, cool, they had several attempts at you, didn't they? Look at your arm, it's all bloody. It's like all dried blood and everything.
Oh, man. What the fuck? I'm never going to a hospital. I'm not, you know what? I'm not going anywhere with you. I'm coming over there. I'm just going to stay at Ants. I'm not going to go anywhere with you. Everything happens bad to you.
I just don't understand why you get the trainee person doing it to the nervous one. That's why I was there. Yet, no, we'll fucking, yeah. But at least the tooth come out and everything really easy.
Is that it? Is that all you just did the tooth? What else did you do?
I went out yesterday.
Yeah? Where'd you go?
Antland.
You went to Ants?
Yeah.
Come over to me, Danny.
How'd that go?
I didn't think I got too drunk. I thought I remember the whole evening. You're
pretty drunk.
And then there's like Facebook videos and that, which obviously I don't remember at all.
Lots of Facebook videos. This is good stuff. This is funny stuff.
So it turns out I was drunk.
You were drunk.
And I've said this on a previous show. I hate when you get drunk to the point that you don't remember stuff.
There you go.
And you remember being well behaved and then all videos.
This is the last word. This is the last word he said to Ant. And you're gone.
No, that was me. Said that.
Yeah, but he said that too. Do you not remember what you said? Were you that drunk too?
No, I've done that.
How drunk were you, Ant?
He said you're gone. I went, yeah, and I'm gone.
And I'm gone.
I went poof and you're gone.
Yeah. And then you went poof and I'm gone. And he says poof, you're gone.
Oh,
it's so funny, man. So how was the show, gentlemen? You guys went to a wrestling
good.
Show.
Wayne got locked in the toilet before we even got there.
What? What
are you talking about? Yeah, there's one of these pay toilets, but there was one that was free. So that was a woman's toilet. So I went in there and I couldn't get out. I kept pushing the buttons manically and then realized that was unlocking the door, but I just weren't pushing the door.
Fucking nightmare. I was sitting waiting for him. And my mate Nick goes, I've only fucking met him once. And I'm sitting around waiting for someone I don't know.
Oh, I bet going out with Wayne is an adventure.
It is an adventure. What did he say to you, Wayne? He was, because we were walking down, like, it's about a 20-minute walk from the train station.
Yeah.
And he said, Wayne was talking about his weight and stuff, because he's fucking constantly going on about it. He won't do nothing about it, but constantly talks about it.
He's trying to get belittled on.
He said, my mate Nick went, I think you're in good shape, Wayne. If the shape was a circle.
It was round.
That's just harsh.
It's true.
Fair, but hard.
It's very fair. So that was the show, guys. Show good. Show fun. DOA show, right?
Yeah, it's fun. That was funny.
I know. We lost a legend this week, didn't we?
Did lost old Rowdy. Yeah, I went in my Rowdy t-shirt.
I know you did.
Rowdy. I got quite a few compliments all night from that.
Did you?
Yeah, people saying, oh, I love the t-shirt, mate.
Yeah.
Stuff, but
it's sad. Yeah,
it's a shame.
It is
one of my heroes. One of my childhood heroes gone.
Yeah. What else did you do, Ant? Is that it? Is that all you did this week?
Well, me?
Yeah.
That's it, mate. I've been drinking and sleeping. That's pretty much it.
Yeah. So I moved my sister.
The life of an alcoholic.
Yeah, no shit. I went 2 hours, moved my sister yesterday. Oh my God, it shit took forever.
Where did you move to? Is she heavy?
No, she's not. No, I moved her stuff, asshole. All
right.
Moved her stuff and my brother-in-law's stuff. They moved into a rental house, and then they're building their new house, but right now they have to move into a rental house because they already sold theirs. And we moved that. We did all that stuff, and then we're sitting around at night, exhausted, tired. We're drinking, and then we're sitting around the couches and stuff, and we're trying to find the Ronda Rousey fight without buying it. So we're periscoping. So we're learning how to periscope. You guys heard this new app called Periscope?
Yeah, is that thing where you're streaming videos live?
And yeah, you can stream videos live, so you can like stream yourself. Some of it's just people talking to their phones, and you touch the screen and it hearts things. Anyway, so we're trying to find this, and it's like 11:30, and we're like, okay, the Ronda Rousey fight should be on now. And it's not going to take very long. Let's do that. And so we're trying to find it. We find a couple streams of it. The fight's not on. It's Nogueira was fighting, and then a couple other fights, and then like 30 more minutes later, it's like 12:30 now, and we still can't find the fucking fight. The fight didn't air till like 2 o'clock or something. I heard. Did you guys hear about this?
Yeah, it's five.
It's like six five in the morning. Around, right? Yeah.
That's insane. That's insane, man. It was crazy. I don't. So we all just went to bed. We never even watched it. But come to find out, I woke up and Rowdy beat this chick's ass. She knocked her out in 34 seconds. Man, fucking dedicated the whole fight to Rowdy Piper. And
you didn't see Rousey's Brazilian.
No, didn't see Rousey's Brazilian. Man, she beat that chick's fucking ass. Seriously, she
he
beat
didn't
that
get it,
ass.
He didn't get it.
Oh, I got it. I got it. It's
it was in Brazil.
Wasn't funny. I know. It just wasn't funny. As normal as Wayne stuff. So after that, it
made
got
me,
up.
Made me smile.
Well, I got up at 7 this morning, drove back 2 hours back home, and then I went back to bed, and then I woke up, and I'm talking to you lot now. So that's pretty much my week. It's fucking fantastic. I got to go to work in about 5 hours. So this will be a sober vamp tonight.
Good. Yeah, I was sober out as well. Yeah. I've only just woken up, so.
Yeah, this will be a fun satire, guys.
I can drink milk, and that make me go a little bit crazy.
Does it? Did you get, like, what sort of milk do you go for? Is it, like, full fat or?
Full fat when I want to treat myself, but usually just semi.
70?
Semi.
What's semi? Is that, like, slim?
Semi-skimmed.
Semi-skimmed.
Skimmed. Okay, skim milk, yeah. All right.
It's not skimmed, it's semi-skimmed.
Semi. It's like got half a hard on.
What?
Half fat.
You know when your penis get bigger, but it's not hard?
Yes, yes.
Semi.
All right. Contact infos. We got a new Facebook page up, guys. DSJNP.com for the website. Email us at DSJNP.com@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at DSJNPCOM and rate us on iTunes, please, in the show notes. Thank you very much. Share us wherever you are because we grow from you telling other people about our show. We're going to the first story. Let's get this on. Let's get it.
Excuse me. Ever eaten a dime bar?
Nope.
Would you mind trying one?
Nope.
Did you like the surprising combination of crisp caramel stuff and delicious milk chocolate, smooth on the outside, crunchy on the inside?
Nope. I likes armadillos!
Smooth on the inside, crunchy on the outside! Armadillos!
Dime, the surprising alternative to armadillos.
Two armadillos?
You're a bit thick, really, aren't you?
What the fuck? You guys have the weirdest commercials. Texas man injured after bullet ricochets off an armadillo. Now I gotta have that stuck in my head forever. Armadillo! Dallas is an East Texas man was wounded after he fired a gun at an armadillo in his yard and the bullet don't ricochet back and hit him in the face, county sheriff said on Friday. Cakes County Sheriff Larry Rao said the man who was not identified went outside his home in Marietta, Southwest Texarkana at around 3 a.m. on 3 a.m. What are you doing at 3 a.m. shooting a gun? Thursday morning, he spotted the armadillo on his property and opened fire. His wife was in the house. He went outside and took his .38 revolver and shot three times at the armadillo, Rao said. The animal's hard shell deflected at least one of the three bullets, which then struck the man in the jaw, he said. The man was airlifted to a nearby hospital when his jaw was wired shut, according to Rao. The status of the animal is unknown. We didn't find the armadillo, said the sheriff. What do you guys reckon about that one?
Fucking good job.
Good job.
Dead then, isn't it?
The armadillo, it could have scampered off into the woods.
It's dead.
You think it's
fucking
dead?
Fucking wired the cunt's jaw.
What? Whoa. What, the armadillo? What did the armadillo do to you?
No. Why would you wire the armadillo's jaw?
Yeah, why would you wire the armadillo's
jaw? That's what you just said.
No, I didn't. I said
did
good.
Wire the cunt's jaw.
I said good. Wire the cunt's jaw.
Yeah,
the American man.
Armadillo.
The guy, the Texan. Texan.
Didn't specify the jaw.
Well, I think that was pretty obvious considering the story was going on about wiring a bloke's jaw.
You might not like armadillos. You might have a thing about armadillos.
I don't mind armadillos. They look a bit weird, but
we don't even get armadillos over here.
I was about to say, do you guys even get armadillos over there?
Fuck no, they're the weirdest looking things. I'd run a mile if I saw an armadillo.
No, you wouldn't.
I fucking would. They look freaky as fuck.
No.
Where do they live?
No, they live in like the bush, the woods, the bush mainly, like small. Yeah, like small. You wish you went in the bush. They live in like desert area, drier areas. We have them here. We get them here sometimes too.
What do they eat?
They eat
twigs.
Let me see what they eat. Diet: beetles, larvae, worms, termites, grasshoppers, ants, maggots, and snails.
No twigs.
They are.
They look like anteaters, don't they?
Carnivores.
Are they called anteaters?
They're probably an offshoot of an anteater. Geography: all 20 species of armadillos are found in the Western Hemisphere. Armadillos originated in South America, and a few species have expanded northward due to their rapid breeding cycle. Adaptively,
their skin
and reduction
must be real
predators.
Proper hard then.
Yeah, I mean, it's armor. That's why they call armadillo.
Oh, that's clever.
What's the dillo mean? Did someone misspell like dildo?
Dasa
armadillo.
Dasia Dacia Puyas?
Yeah, you're fucking nailing it, mate. Carry on, you're nailing it.
Novminsnitz. Why can't they just name shit for real? Fucking ridiculous.
It's Latin, isn't it?
Their average size, 25 to 48 inches long, including the tail. They weigh about 8 to 18 pounds. The average lifespan is about 7 to 10 years. Identifying features, grayish, brown, oval-shaped body with a long, tapering tail. Long head with a pointy snout and small black eyes on either side. Hard armor-like shell capacity. 7 to 11 distinct band shapes break around the center. Four legs short and claws.
What the fuck is that?
Claw. I don't know what that is. That's not me.
Motherfucking Americans. That's you. Fucking sending.
Yeah.
Motherfucking Americans.
See how Ann pays attention
bullshit.
To the show, guys? See how Ann pays attention to the show. So you guys don't have armadillos
poor
there.
Country. Piece of fucking shit country you've got. Fuck off.
Fuck you.
Fuck.
All because your NFL football took you away. So they dig. They're diggers. I can't believe you guys. How do you guys learn about armadillos in school?
No, because we don't know what they are. Why would we learn about something that we haven't got?
Well, how did you learn about an armadillo?
Through Dime Bar advert.
That's not how you learn about
armadillos. That's probably our only interaction with the animal.
You gotta be kidding.
100%
seriously?
The only reason what I know what an armadillo is. The advert that we just introed.
No,
in.
What is an aardvark?
An aardvark is not an armadillo.
Aardvark's an anteater, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's probably a type of anteater, yeah.
That lives in like Africa. Armadillos are the things, shit things, that live in America.
They don't live in America. They live in the Southern Hemisphere.
I thought they were American.
I just read it to you. Do you not listen?
But how the fuck did a Texas man shoot one in the face?
Because
then?
They have migrated north. But they're mainly in South America. They're mainly in South America.
You listen to yourself.
Oh my god!
You just said they don't live in America.
You were such an asshole. I said.
Did you just say they don't live in America?
Was it on a day trip out then? Was it? I'm gonna go to Texas. Some guns just shot me.
Oh my god! I fucking hate both of you right now. Seriously, you
fucking
guys are dicks.
Don't hit me with retard fucking questions then.
Retard questions?
I said they live in America. You said no, they don't live in America. And then they went, oh, they've emigrated to America.
Oh, I asked
like a
you,
Mexican.
What? Do you guys know they can roll up into a ball?
Yeah, and roll.
Okay.
I've seen cartoons where it do it.
Like a hedgehog.
Cartoons. Okay.
Like a hedgehog.
Yeah, sort of like a hedgehog, yeah. Except for obviously their
armor. We've got hedgehogs. Are they related?
No, they're not related.
They could be they've related. Got similar faces.
They could be related.
I don't think they are. They're not as hairy as hedgehogs, and they're a lot bigger than hedgehogs.
I'm
hedgehogs
not saying they're the
small.
Same thing, but hedgehogs.
Oh, there's like an electronic repellent. Man-activated sprinklers.
You're saying it like that way, and we're all related.
I know. Yeah, I mean, we're more related to plants than we are animals.
More in Southern America than others.
Best for frightening armadillos away with bursts of water and conditioning they stay away from your yard. Motion-activated sprinklers. So they don't really like to get sprayed with water.
So yeah, apparently an armadillo is a cross between a hedgehog and a tortoise.
A hedgehog and a tortoise.
So I actually come out with something quite intelligent then.
Yeah, like through evolution, it's a cross between a tortoise and a hedgehog. Where the fuck is fucking a hedgehog fucking a tortoise or the other way around?
Evolution doesn't work like that, asshole.
It obviously does.
It does? Now you just confuse Wayne more. That nice job. Like
I've got a nurse as a sister-in-law. Yeah.
If I fuck a monkey, you get a hunky.
Do you?
Oh, damn you! I was just about to say. I actually asked my sister-in-law, "How come different dog shag, you get a new dog? Yet if we shagged a monkey, that thingy, we don't have like a half monkey, half human." But then
dogs,
she said,
"Dogs are the only animal to do
we've
that."
We've evolved like further away from that species to the point that we can't sort of mate.
Dogs are the only animal to do that in the world.
No, zebras.
What do you mean,
zebras and donkey?
I'm not even commenting.
The fuck are you on about zebras?
Zebra, there's a zebra cross. There's a zebra cross with a bloody donkey. Zebra monk donkey.
What? No, I'm talking about the fact. Oh my god, don't worry about it.
Zebra donkey.
Zebroid. It's a zebroid.
It is not a zebroid.
Yes, it is. A cross between a zebra and a monkey is known in many terms, including zonkey. Honestly, I've got pictures.
I know, Wayne. Oh, seriously. I was talking about something else. Don't worry.
I hope you listen to this episode, what you just said, because it made no sense whatsoever.
What about a tiger and a lion? That's a liger.
It's a liger, yeah. Because they're
the
same.
Like that.
They're
the I was same saying something different about dogs, and then you just went on to
they're
fucking
the same
zebras.
Because they're the same species.
Oh my god, horse giraffe.
All right. What,
fuck, that looks weird.
I'm trying to guess some names here. So a horse and a giraffe.
Horse.
Gorse?
A course.
What is it, Wayne? You don't know, does he? He's just fucking... All right, then. Let's say a beetle and a dog.
Zebra, horse, giraffe.
It's a bog. What else could you... What would be the funniest things to match? If you had a rhino...
It's not real.
Rhino and a monkey or something. That'd be pretty funny. That'd be a cool splice, wouldn't it? What would you call that, though? A roki.
I'm just letting you guys talk.
What else could you do? What would be a good one? Like an eagle. You see, you want something that's strong on the land.
A rhino.
Rhino, yeah, we'll go rhino. But you want it to be able to fly and stuff, because then it would be proper evil, wouldn't it? So like a hawk or an eagle. A rye hawk.
You guys just made it
a rook.
You guys just made a griffin.
That's not a fucking griffin. What's a rhino and a griffin?
It's a griffin.
That's a fucking griffin. There's no rhino and a griffin.
Let's move on to our next story.
Fucking griffin!
Oh, excuse me.
I never thought my life could be anything but catastrophe. But suddenly I begin to see a bit of good luck for me. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. I've got a golden twinkle in my eye. I never had a chance to shine, never a happy song to sing, but suddenly half the world is mine. What an amazing thing. 'Cause I've got a golden ticket. It's ours.
Oh, bucky me Jesus, I got a golden ticket, and...
Why are you speaking Irish?
I don't know.
I don't know.
No selling me this week. I swear to God.
He's doing accents again.
No selling me this week.
And it's got no relevance to the story.
I know. That's just like, fucking me Jesus, why have we got a golden ticket? Why didn't you just come out with a Jamaican accent?
Why?
Yo, man. You got no golden ticket.
I got the golden ticket, rascal. Man. Ah, everything's going to be arty, man. I got the golden ticket.
That sounded Portuguese or something.
Did it? Everything got to be okay, man. Don't worry. Be happy.
Every little thing is going to be all right.
It's going to be Addy, man.
All right, this is about a couple that's been arrested for selling golden tickets to heaven. So this is in Florida.
Of course it is.
Jacksonville, Florida. So not only is it in America, we look at America and go, you stupid fucks. And then we look at Florida and go, you stupid, stupid fucks.
Yes. You stupid, stupid, stupid fucks.
Yeah. So anyway, this is a people called Tito and Amanda Watts were arrested over the weekend for selling golden tickets to heaven to hundreds of people. The couple sold the tickets on the street for $99.99. So they must have had a few pennies just to change.
99 cents. Like they're retail. Like they have a cash retail register.
They told buyers the tickets were made from solid gold. Wow. And each ticket reserved the buyer a spot in heaven.
Heaven.
Simply present a ticket at the pearly gates and you're in.
Can you take stuff with you now? Is that a new rule? Can you take stuff with you to the new?
Does that mean you'd have to carry around the golden ticket for the whole of your life just in case, like, when you die?
I think so, yeah. You got to bury it with you. You got to take it with you.
And what if you get up to heaven? You're like, fuck, I left my ticket at home. Cunt.
Can I quickly nip back and get it?
You've got to go back to hell, mate.
Nope, you can't nip back. Sorry. You're out. You're going to hell. Baby boy, you're going to hell.
Baby boy, you're going to hell. But yeah, so this is what T.O. Watts said in a police statement. I don't care what the police say.
It's probably pretty close.
The ticket's a solid gold. It ain't cut up by twos and fours. I spray painted gold. And it was Jesus who gave them to me behind the KFC. Jesus loves chicken.
Loves chicken.
And said to sell them so I could get me some money to go to outer space.
I'm starting to think this isn't a real story.
No.
This is a real story.
This is a real story. It's from a real
This is all over the world.
Yep.
I met an alien named Stevie
who said if I got the cash together, he'd take me and my wife on his flying saucer to his planet that's made entirely out of crack cocaine. You can smoke all the crack cocaine there you want. It's totally free. So try to send an innocent man to jail and see what happens. You should arrest Jeebus because he's the one that gave me the golden tickets and told me to sell them. I'm willing to wear a wire and set Jesus up.
He's going to narc on Jesus.
We didn't want to leave Earth and go to outer. We just wanted to leave Earth and go to outer space and smoke some rock cocaine. I didn't do nothing. Tito told the golden tickets they have, and I just watched. So police said they confiscated over $10,000 in cash.
$10,000! They sold enough of these to get $10,000? That's insane!
This is a fucking joke, I think. Five crack pipes and a baby alligator.
No, this is a legit story.
This can't be. He sold away with the fairies.
He's smoking crack, Wayne! Crack is whack, and that's why crack
So this is
you.
This is what the actual police said. Police can't sell tickets to heaven, a Jacksonville police spokesman said, but the Watts misrepresented their product. Their tickets were just wood spray-painted gold with ticket to heaven, admit one, written in marker. You can't sell something as gold when it's not. That's where the Watts cross the line in doing something illegal. So, this is
bollocks. It's on a website called stupid.com.
Hang on. This is a legit source.
What, stupid.com?
No, I wouldn't say that, but it's everywhere.
Wayne's favorite website.
It's everywhere. So, Wayne, are you buying a ticket to heaven?
I can't believe this. This is so much stupidity in this story. It's unreal. It makes me feel like we don't have anything like this in England.
Oh, there's got to be something like this in England.
Oh, there really is.
There's nothing like this in England. Are you serious?
We're not very... I know we're like supposed to be like Christian country and stuff, but we're not. No one would buy this. No one's stupid enough to do this. The people that love God in this country are usually quite intelligent, Wayne, aren't they? Which is
They're not desperate. Counterproductive,
really. But
see, that's
another thing. Buy your way into heaven.
Yeah. That's how religion works, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, the people that attend church here are usually sort of If I think of church in this country, I think synonymously with like middle class people and stuff like that. I don't think of like the poor. Whereas in your country, it's prominent with everybody, like rich, middle class, and poor. So you can, when there's more vulnerable people, aren't there? Whereas in our country, there's not really that many vulnerable people because they're not really that religious.
It was an April Fool's joke.
That makes sense, but...
It was an April Fool's joke.
What?
It was an April Fool's joke.
Nah, this is legit.
It does say it was sent on March 31st at 8 p.m. We've been hoaxed.
Motherfucker. Kata, you're a bitch.
Believe it as well.
I believe. Kata,
don't send
I believe the two.
Fucking hoaxes. You fuck.
All right, let's move on to the next story. Everybody ready? It's time to
teach Wayne.
Wayne?
Yeah?
The cost of a tourist visa for China is $140 for Americans and $30 for the rest of the world.
Ooh, they really don't want Americans in there then, do they?
We don't like them!
They really don't like us.
We hate them!
We owe them a lot of money, but they really don't like us.
That's fucking hysterical.
Yeah.
They're the superpower of the world.
They just recently opened up to us again, like recently, just like 6-7 months ago, just recently. They did not like us.
Oh, we will destroy you.
We hate everything, but you buy lots of stuff from us.
They make your tellies.
Not my tellies.
Not my tellies.
Mine comes from South Korea.
Who makes your tellies?
Mine comes from South Korea. I've Samsung.
Same, but different.
Yeah. No, what?
Still
racist.
Did you just compare South Koreans to Chinese people?
I just said same, but different.
Is that same, but different?
Yeah, same, but different.
Same, but different.
Ah, similarly, my friend.
Similarly.
You my neighbor.
And Wayne won cerebral satire for the week.
Wayne?
Yeah?
Even wild chimpanzees know how to look both ways before crossing a road.
They look both ways.
Yeah.
Dogs do too. Some dogs do.
You almost got run over by a bus on Saturday, didn't you?
Yeah, I did actually.
That would have been the most ironic death in history.
Ever. Wayne dies as a bus driver and from a bus.
I that was on the way to the toilets, crossing the road to that fucking toilet.
Well, you really had to take a pee, didn't you?
Yeah, I just, you know when you get like trapped like deer in headlights? I was in the road, there was a fucking bus. I went to move out the way of the bus, there was a fucking car.
Did you not look both ways?
It was a one-way street as well, and you had to look one way.
And you didn't look that way?
I just wanted a toilet. My calves had seized up. I could barely walk.
You don't, because you're fat?
Vamp, on three separate occasions... I Wayne went to the toilet during the show, right? This is the first time.
Yeah.
And I said to the boys, I said, look, I needed a piss anyway. Mm. I said, right, I bet I'm going to go in there. I'll follow him in there and he won't be able to go. He'll get stage fright. I'd done it on purpose. So I walked in there, got me old dong out, flopped it down. He took one look and went, fuck this, and walked out.
Did he know it was you?
Yeah, I stood next to him.
Yeah. To be honest, that could have been anyone. I still couldn't have gone. I fucking hate that. There was this bloke at work, right?
Wayne, why didn't you go in a stall?
I try to, but sometimes they're being occupied, aren't they? Anyway, fucking, this didn't help. I was urinating at work, and there's like two urinals right next to each other.
Yeah.
So there was me. And when people then, instead of doing anything else, come to the one next to you, and this Down syndrome bloke who worked for Tesco's, he needs your name badge to remember your name. So, right, I was pissing.
My name's
and
Jeff.
And he goes,
my name's
he comes Jeff. Back and goes, hello.
And
he grabs my shoulder to turn me around to look at my name badge. And I was like, Richard, I'm having a piss.
Did you piss on him?
No.
You didn't get stage, so you don't get stage fright and pump front.
Once I'm flowing,
cerebral palsy.
Once I'm flowing, I'm all right. It's the trying to go. It's like it goes back up.
Jesus,
it goes back up inside. Piss up into his penis.
But once you're flowing, once you've, ooh, I'm all right. Anyone can come around and have a look. But I just can't start the stream.
How are you ever going to enjoy water sports like that? How are you ever going to enjoy water sports like that?
I'd probably do it in front of Claire. What
I'd probably do it in front of Claire.
What sort of pissing on people?
It's a joke. That
water sports.
Yeah.
I know I'm not the only one because my brother done the same thing on the stag do.
I made him.
You taught yourself water skiing. What a reach.
I can't piss.
Why are you pissing? You don't need a piss. You're on skis.
You've only just put the skis
do
on.
Do one thing at a time.
You don't piss yet.
Yeah.
You've only just put your wetsuit on.
Wait till you get in the water. All
right. Fine.
Yeah.
When Beyonce was managed by her father, he made her run a mile while singing so that she could perform on stage without getting exhausted.
I can imagine that's quite common.
Do you reckon you could do like 10 feet?
Mate, I couldn't fucking sing, let alone run. Did I get the order right on that? I suppose it don't matter. I can do neither anyway. So.
You can't sing or run.
No.
I'm so excited.
I'm so exhausted.
I'm so tired.
And I just can't fight it.
I need a sausage.
I need a sausage roll so I can
and
lay
I
down.
I can't run anymore.
I'm a fat bastard. Ooh wee.
Poof, then he's gone.
Wayne.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rare breed of chicken where the entire chicken is solid black. The meat, skin, organs, bones, bone marrow, tongue, and eyes are all solid black.
Fuck up.
Each one costs around $2,500.
Black chicken. You telling me that's a real thing?
That is... What the fuck? This is a fact. Motherfucker.
I'm looking for fucking black chicken.
Black chicken?
No, because you'll get KFC.
Don't forget your watermelon,
my God.
Wayne.
It looks like a fucking the die-cast man from Ipswich.
The what?
What?
Standing, there's a statue man who goes around and pretends to be a statue in Ipswich.
He blacks up. There's a bloke in Ipswich that goes around blacking up.
That's racist.
No, greys up. He's like a statue.
He greys up. Yeah.
That's one good looking black cock right there.
That's a big black cock.
Big black cock.
Even its organs.
Yeah, even its, when you cut it open, everything's, even the blood.
Oh yeah, I see it. I like dark meat anyway. Even its throat is black.
That's fucking weird.
It is weird.
Oh my god.
What?
Oh, the black eggs too.
Would you? So my ultimate question is, Wayne, would you like a black cock?
Wow.
The black eggs are bigger than regular eggs too.
Yeah, well, that's about right, isn't it?
Wayne,
this is amazing.
Oh, he's not going to move on now.
Fuck. See, did you like the little fact? This is probably your favorite fact.
I searched black chicken on fucking Google, and you know, it hands on images, the bits like alternative searches, it's come up with person.
Search black cock.
Yeah, just put, you got to put in black
search
cock.
Search black cock on there.
It's not it's like a cock chicken. It's not
you're
see,
right.
Just type black cock and go to images.
Yeah, all right.
And see what comes up. You'll get ahead in life.
You'll get ahead. Yeah.
Yeah, that was my joke. Yeah, Shut the fuck up. Wayne.
Yeah.
Hitler had a pet alligator, which was a Mississippi alligator named Saturn. He's now aged 85. That Russians were gifted by British government after the Second World War, and it still lives and can be seen in the Moscow Zoo.
I don't believe these ones. These are really good today. Hitler's alligator.
Hitler owned an alligator and he's still alive in a Moscow Zoo.
Wow.
You can tell because he when you see him, he lifts one of his arms up.
Does he have a stash?
Yeah,
he's got a little alligator mustache.
Oh my god, someone's got a Hitler toy and got a toy alligator and put him on there.
Wayne,
I like the way he doesn't believe my facts. He has to Google them.
Yeah, Wayne, we're not talking. We're talking about Hitler and his alligator, not something on the internet that you randomly just picked up.
He doesn't believe my facts this week.
I didn't realize they went on that long.
Well, alligators? Are you fucking with me?
They live for hundreds of years.
Hundreds.
Yes. Oh my
plural.
God.
Not hundreds. Come on.
Plural.
They do live for hundreds of years.
No, that means like over 200.
They don't live for hundreds of years. He's talking shit. Now he's gone, now Vamp's gone quiet because he's looking it up. He's like, whoa,
shit.
Why aren't we got like they live loads of alligators? If they live keep breeding, why aren't the world overflowing with alligators?
I'm going to guess about 150.
No.
That'd be my guess.
No, I'm way off.
How long do they live then?
30 to 50.
What?
Yeah, they only live 30 to 50.
Why is this one 85 years old?
I don't know, but that's what it says. 30 to 50 years, American alligator adult.
Wayne was right again. Why don't you believe me?
What? When did Wayne come into the...
Hundreds of years, apparently.
Hundreds of years.
Fucking hell.
All right.
Okay. Wayne?
Yeah?
Having friends from other cultures makes you more creative, a study found.
Well,
you're right there, Jam?
There was a long silence right there.
He's still on the alligator, isn't he?
No, I'm just thinking... Having friends? Well, no. Does that mean we just steal stuff from everyone then?
What?
Well, that's implying that we steal all our ideas and creativity from like the ones around us.
How is that implying that?
No, it's like the saying: travel broadens the mind. You open yourself up to more cultures. The more creative you become, the more open you become as a human being.
Yeah, but that's saying just
different ways in the different ways we interpret different situations.
That's just saying if we had friends.
No. It says having friends from other cultures makes you more creative.
Yeah, but that's not saying that you've gone around the other cultures.
What? You are. If you've got a friend from America, you've got a different culture to him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what
point
else to say. To what you? Oh my fucking god! You're driving me mental tonight, on air and off. What the fuck are you going on about? They would, if you had friends that from other cultures, they are learning nothing from you. I'll tell you that one.
That's the truth.
Absolutely.
That's the
fuck
truth.
All.
Damn right, that's the truth.
Yeah, but then you're saying your statement and your ideas.
The silence is great.
It's like 8 minute silences in between everything. Sometimes I wish we didn't. I don't wish, but sometimes I hope that we don't truncate the silences, to remove the silences, just so we can have the listeners listen to how long we just sit here doing bollocks all, wait for him to say something, and then when he does say it, it's just shit.
Give him another one.
You didn't get it. Right, Wayne?
Yeah?
Even that was like a 3 second silence. Having bridesmaids in a wedding wasn't originally for moral support. They were intended to confuse evil spirits of those who wished to harm the bride.
What, like the best man shagging them? Is that the evil spirit?
No. What? No.
What?
Why
is the best man shagging the bridesmaid?
I know what
happened at. Oh, is it? What happened at your wedding? Who's the bridesmaid?
I can't go into this.
Go on. I'm asking a question.
No.
I've asked you a question.
That's just that's the myth, isn't it?
I asked you a question.
It's not a myth. It's a stereotype.
Whatever the fuck it is.
I've asked you a question. Who's the bridesmaids at your wedding?
Claire had two, just her friends.
Yeah? Have you ever been accused of shagging them?
No, that's the best man,
was,
I said.
He was the groom. He said best man. Did your best men shag your bridesmaids?
No, because that was my brother.
What's that got to do with it?
Who else was your groomsman?
Well, the one that could have possibly raped me when I was drunk. We just put him on the door to hand out leaflets.
So he was the usher?
Yeah.
All right.
Fair enough. So what did you think about the evil spirits thing, though?
That's bollocks, isn't it?
Why?
Evil spirits. It's not Florida.
It could be vodka, but that was a poor joke. Why?
Even I thought of that one and thought, no, that's even too cringe for me. Yeah,
that's all. I've moved swiftly on. Wayne?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. The first word spoken over the internet was low. L-O. It was supposed to be login, but the computer crashed after the first two letters.
Do you know who was the first man to draw out of him money in London on an ATM machine?
No, go on, tell me.
Butler from On the Buses, Reg Varney. There we go. Drew out a £5 note in Leicester Square.
What does that have anything to do with what Ant just asked you?
Because that was like the first use of something.
Who told you that?
That was on a thing years ago and that stuck in my head.
Bullshit.
That is... No, Reg Varney was the first man to draw a user ATM in London.
Bullshit.
Reg Varney.
Bullshit. Give me the fact. I ain't got no fucking proof. Where's your fucking proof that fucking... It's, I know why. Because you work on a bus. And you think every fucking
ATM.
Bus, one of your fucking fat
there
bollocks.
There he is, there's pictures of it.
One of your
He's
fat
grinning.
Bollock fucking colleagues has said, oh, the fucking Red Varney was on the bus. He got fucking ATM for a fucking ATM. Whilst eating fucking 8 sausage rolls in their mouths.
Using the first ATM in 1967.
Bollocks.
First man to use a UK ATM.
Bollocks.
He is, it's true.
What about the people that tested him? Must have tested it.
Perhaps he tested it.
Well, he was the tester. They got Reg Varney, a fucking TV show character, which is one of the worst fucking shows that's ever been in creation.
27th of June, 1967. He was the celebrity tasked with opening and being the first person to use the world's first cash machine installed in a branch of Barclays in Enfield, North London. I was wrong, sorry. So that weren't Leicester Square, but that was Enfield. Machines were also development in US and Japan, but good old Blighty got there first.
Why the fuck would you pick, of all the people to pick as the celebrity opener, you pick Reg Varney, one of the worst TV shows that this country has ever produced? Did you know that Monty Python was out the same time as that shit? Wayne.
There you go, you just got given a Wayne fact.
Wayne?
Yeah?
When howling together, no two wolves will howl on the same note. Instead, they harmonise to create the illusion that there are more than one of them than there actually are.
There is. There's two.
There are more of them than there actually are.
That's better.
Thanks for correcting me on my grammar.
See, we can all do it.
It's like fucking Stevie Wonder telling me what I can see.
Yeah, but he's blind.
That he is, Wayne. That he is. What do you think of the wolves?
They, a lot of animals like pretend there's more of them, don't they?
I don't know.
There is. There's like camouflage and different things.
I'm not talking about camouflage.
They can like change to make the appearance that there's more. And...
What? How can something change the appearance that looks like they're more?
I don't know.
You're talking shit again. If can fucking an animal change itself so it looks like there's more of them? You can make animals like stand up to make themselves look bigger. I've lost them again. Fucking hell.
What?
Don't worry about it. The wolves, anyway. Wayne?
Yeah?
This is the last one, thank fuck. Scientists have created something called an Aquaman crystals that can absorb a room full of oxygen and store it for later use. that this discovery might be the key to underwater breathing. A handful of crystals could pull oxygen from the water and provide divers with air.
Or like Sonic.
What?
You know Sonic, you know, where it goes, do, 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 do.
What's that? Why are you doing a trapdoor noise?
That's when he breathes. It's
what the fuck?
When he breathes in the bubbles.
Talking about the bubbles. That was Ant hitting his head on the microphone.
What the fuck are you going on about now with Sonic the Hedgehog? Why do you keep doing that noise?
That's when he breathes.
Okay.
I don't know what to do. I'm lost. I don't know what to do.
I suppose, what is he collecting coins under the water?
He goes under the water, don't he? And then, right, you get a little timer come up and it like goes do, 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 and gets faster. And he either dies or he breathes bubbles.
How is that like?
You've got to find bubbles.
You got to find bubbles to breathe.
Yeah, every once in a while.
Okay, right.
I'm just looking for it.
I don't bother, because it's not interesting one little bit. I couldn't give a fuck about a game I used to play in the fucking early 90s.
I still play it.
Of course.
I bet you do. You've got a fucking emulator and everything, haven't you?
No, they've released them on the Xbox.
Why is Sonic on the Xbox?
You can get all of them.
Why? Sonic's...
You download them on Xbox Live.
Sonic's Sega.
Yeah, it has all of that. It's brilliant.
Fair enough. What do you think about the fact itself about being able to breathe underwater, Wayne?
What was the fact anyway? I can't remember.
Oh, for fuck. That's it. It's the end. Fuck it. How's in this magical book? Deep in the 100-acre wood, where Christopher Robin plays, you'll find the enchanted neighborhood of Christopher's child. Donkey named Eeyore is his friend, and Kanga and Little Roo. There's Rabbit and Piglet, and there's Owl, but most of all Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Tubby little Tubby, all stuffed with fluff. He's Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh. Silly old bear.
Yeah. That brings everybody down, doesn't it? Makes everybody calm.
No, thanks. Fuck Winnie the Pooh. Fucking hate that cunt.
What is wrong with you?
I fucking hate it.
You're the angriest man alive. You know that?
I hate the fact he can't get a t-shirt big enough for himself.
Yeah, because you can relate.
Yeah, after that video. Yeah.
Who wrote that shit anyway?
It's the two guys from Disney.
What?
It was the two guys from Disney, wasn't it?
No, it was fucking some English bloke fucking 300 years ago.
No, yeah, he wrote the story, but the song was written by the two guys from Disney, the two whatever brothers. I forgot their name.
I couldn't give a fuck about that.
You said he wrote it.
No, the fucking...
Winnie the Pooh. He's got a donkey named Eeyore. Winnie the Pooh.
That's... Ant, why are we talking about Winnie the Pooh?
Fuck knows, I don't know. I don't care about Winnie the Pooh. Fuck Winnie the Pooh.
Ant, why are we talking about Winnie the Pooh?
I don't know, you do. I can't be fucked. I hate Winnie the Pooh.
God damn it. You're such an asshole.
Tigger's the front man. That's the thing. Like, Tigger's Winnie the Pooh's shit. Tigger's the one. Tigger's the good one. And Eeyore. They're the two class acts in Winnie the Pooh. Why is the show called Winnie the Pooh?
Because it's Winnie the Pooh.
Yeah, but fuck Winnie the Pooh. Winnie the Pooh eats honey and he's fucking dreary and terrible.
You're the worst person alive. Do you know that? You're the worst person alive.
Why?
About Piglet? You mentioned everyone but Piglet.
Piglet's shit as well.
You didn't mention Kanga or Roo.
The rabbit one's cool as well.
Rabbit. Owl.
It is called Rabbit, isn't it?
What about Owl?
Owl's a fucking jobber as well. It's all about Tigger. If no Tigger, no Winnie the Pooh. Why is the show called Winnie the Pooh?
Tigger's like the fuck. There used to be a cartoon show called Tigger, I think. There used to be a Tigger show by himself.
He got his own film.
He did get his own film, yep. Tigger's
it's still called Winnie the Pooh, a Tigger movie or something,
yeah,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is. You're right.
Winnie the Pooh, a Tigger movie.
No, that's what it's called. Winnie the Pooh, a Tigger movie. Yeah.
There's Ant getting really angry. Winnie the Pooh.
He gets way too much prominence, Winnie the Pooh. Fuck Winnie the Pooh. Tigger.
I think he's a little bit sex mad because he doesn't wear trousers.
Who don't wear trousers? Winnie the Pooh.
None of them wear trousers.
He always gets stuck in stuff as well, doesn't he?
Oh, it's because he puts his dick in honey pots.
That's what I mean. He gets stuck in things. He's got that dreary bullshit voice.
Speaking about stealing honey, man arrested for stealing Winnie the Pooh car. CCTV shows a man walking down a supermarket aisle, taking a seat on the toy car, shuffling it into the night while sitting on it. This video is going to be on DSJNP.com. Man has been arrested for stealing a Winnie the Pooh car from a supermarket. Incident was released. The CCTV incident was released by police and Belarus.
Where was it from?
It doesn't say where it's from.
What country is it from?
I don't know, actually. I don't know what country it's from. It doesn't say the country. It just says Belarus several days after the crime was committed on May 6th. It doesn't say the country.
You mean Belarus?
I don't think so. Is it? Belarus? Is that how you say? Is that how you spell Belarus?
Yeah, it's Belarus.
Oh,
Belarus.
That doesn't seem right at all.
American with... Here we go. Teaching Americans geography.
I'm not teaching geography. It's spelling. It doesn't seem right.
It's Belarus. He's probably on his way fucking to England.
The footage shows a man walking around the
supermarket.
Someone's
going to turn up at Calais. He's going to fucking come get all the way to England on it.
Boo scooter. Shows a footage of a man walking around the supermarket and taking a seat on a toy car while talking on his phone. The man then edges it towards the exit doors. He then is seen slowly but surely maneuvering the toy car across the supermarket's car park. Police in the capital, Minsk, made a public appeal for anyone who recognizes the man to come forward. Please bring our toy car back.
But it's not a toy car. This is what I looked at. I watched the video. It's like one of those things you put money in and you take a ride.
I didn't see
it. So he's obviously nicking it to nick the money out of it. But why did he just break it open? Why has he stolen the whole thing?
Oh, it's like an electric thing.
Yeah, it's like one of them ones that you put money in and it takes you for a little ride and stuff.
Oh, okay. Gotcha. All right. So it's like a little kid that wants to go around the supermarket. That's so weird.
But yeah. He's nicked it to get the money out of it.
He's just like walking. This is the most interesting video ever. It's so weird.
I've never known a bloke to be so nonchalant about stealing something. It's just, he's just shuffling it along.
Long and just nice and calm. And
I love the fact that they had to put at the end, it is yet to be found.
I know.
The car or the man, because he's been arrested, hasn't he?
He handed himself in saying he was drunk and he can't remember it, but he left it somewhere in
He doesn't look drunk.
Nah, he's fucking blatantly trying to steal the money or something.
He's got a backpack.
Belarusian media said that the labourer confessed to the crime, saying he was drunk and did not remember where he abandoned the toy car that night. It has yet to be found.
It's raining outside. It's raining outside.
You are?
It's raining outside. He just scooted the car right through the... Who's not watching their front of the store?
Well, it's late, isn't it?
It must have been really late.
Yeah, it must have been like 3-4 o'clock in the morning or something.
That is the most... What is he doing? 2200 hours? How late is that? That's 11:30.
What? What did you just say?
2200? It was 11:30, right?
2200?
Yeah. What is that?
Is 11:30.
Yeah, what is that? Oh, goddamn. Fucking Sky TV bullshit.
Work it out. So if there's...
What's 2200?
How are you saying it's 11:30 when it's 2200?
I don't know.
There's no 30 in it.
Well, 2200, it was 2231 seconds was the CCTV show. So 2200 was a minus 12.
Don't try and fucking dig yourself out the eye.
So 2 minus Work 0, 1. So it's 2 o'clock in the morning.
No. 2200.
Yeah.
How many hours are there in a day? How many hours are in a day?
24.
So if it's 2200, what time is it?
It's 11 o'clock. No.
How is
that? 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock. 10 o'clock.
Fucking hell. This Wayne, I apologize for anything I've ever said to you.
I was going to say, even I can tell the fucking time.
I don't do military time.
We're
not taught this stuff.
24-hour clock.
We're not taught this stuff in America.
22
How to tell the time.
No, we're not taught how to do military time at all.
Military time. It's just 24-hour clock.
It's normal time. You're right. It's normal time other than if you're in America.
I can only go up to 12.
We don't tell time.
Yeah, we don't do time.
It's 11:30.
We don't
do
time.
Where's fucking 30 come from?
We don't do time.
Jesus Christ.
Anyway, he turned himself in. Pooh was never recovered.
He never found Pooh.
They never found Pooh. He was gone.
Bottom of a river. Pooh is.
Probably. He probably just left on the street corner, and some kid probably just took it.
I wouldn't be surprised.
Yep. Here we go.
Have you ever stolen anything like that?
Like that?
No, I've never stolen anything like that.
Well, like when you're pissed?
Like construction cones. I've done a couple of those and I've been drunk. I had one of those forever.
Did you ever play garden hopping when you was drunk?
No, we did. We've done pool hopping. That's a big thing in America.
Ah, that's cool.
You jump from pool to pool. Yeah. Especially in Florida where everyone has a pool. So you just jump a fence, go in the pool, jump out, go in the next yard. You just keep going down. Now you can get shot for doing that shit now. But back in the day, it was fun. Harmless fun.
American answer for everything. Let's shoot it.
Yeah, now it is. It used to be fun back in the day, but now it's dangerous. I wouldn't do it now. It'd save my life. But what about you, Wayne? You ever steal anything?
I'm a good boy.
That wasn't an answer.
I don't steal. I've always.
You've never stole anything.
Nothing.
But there is one thing.
What?
One. Well, it's gonna be a dildo. It's gonna be a dildo.
Be some porn.
No.
It's like gonna be really funny or just completely like, I stole some penny sweets from Woolworths.
Well, no. We used to, you know, football stickers.
The Merlin football stickers.
Yeah. Well,
wow.
We used to take them in to school and everything to like swap and stuff. And then I got so desperate and so addicted to it that my brother had like a massive like roses tin and he just used to sling change in there. And I basically raped all like the good change and just like bought these football tickets for like ridiculously stupid money.
Oh, thank you. Can I have that minute back of my life, please?
You're the one who pushed for it.
I didn't push for it. I said if it's interesting.
What about you, Ant? What have you stolen?
Loads of shit.
I know you have, you fucking thief, criminal asshole.
So when we were kids...
You were such a degenerate when you were growing up.
This is cuntish, right? And I look back at it now, because she's dead, bless her, and I think we were cunts.
Yeah,
right?
You're cunts.
But when I was about 14, 15, I was smoking and that.
Yeah.
Used to go into, there's a little shop called Miss Woolley's Shop, right? And she was a really old woman, bless her. She had like a little sweet shop and she used to sell cigarettes and stuff like that. And she was about 90, bless her, like really old. She's dead now, long bless her, you know. But
because you killed her one day.
No, you probably. You open the door and the bell goes off.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
So obviously someone would go in.
Old style shoppy.
Take the bell off. Yeah. And then, or just, you could actually open the door, really.
Just keep the door open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just nick all the sweets and shit.
Oh, you're such a fucking
and
asshole.
Like, especially with, because you used to get served, because she was so old, bless her, you'd get served at like 12 in there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like for fags.
Yeah.
Not gays. But when she turns around, like to get you cigarettes from
you
like the back.
Start stealing shit.
And just start fucking stealing stuff. But that's how I used to get loads of money. Because like I'd just eat all the sweets all day and not have like lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have money for fags mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So that's a bit arsehole-ish. I stole a couple of CDs from HMV.
You're such a cretin. You know what, that?
Oh, kids, well, no, boys will be boys.
Degenerate fuck.
Well, I've stolen loads of stuff.
I know. Oh, I bet you have.
Nothing to be proud
of. I was dating this girl once.
You nicked a car yet?
And what?
Have you ever nicked a car?
A Winnie the Pooh car?
Yeah. Are we looking for you? Is that what we're looking for?
Stop anything like
Did
that.
Did you go on holiday to Belarus the other day?
Did you? Did you? Does Lola have a new poo car right now?
Yeah, she loves it.
She loves it.
But I don't think I've stolen anything like since adulthood. Mm. I don't think I was. Maybe the last one I remember dating this girl. I must have been about 20 then, and she had a kid. Right, and I was wheeling the kid around, and the kid like picked up this fucking jacket, and I put it in the buggy. But I knew I had the jacket, yeah. I knew I had the jacket.
Yeah.
It was like a 60 quid jacket or something. It was a really lovely jacket.
Yeah.
I thought, right, if I walk out and I get caught, I'll just say, ah, the kid put it in there, blah, blah, blah. Which he did. Right? He did. But I thought, well, I'll just fucking no-sell it and just, you know. So I got away with that. Stole that jacket. That was a nice jacket.
Damn it.
That's really bad. That's not like minor.
No, he's an asshole, man.
So it's fucking just a jacket. It's not like...
Asshole, man. He's such a dick. He was such a little dickhead growing up. I could just tell he was like the biggest fucking bully asshole ever. Like thinking he's too cool for school, smoking, beating people up, having sex
beating
with kids.
People up.
Oh, yeah,
you
definitely.
You did make that bloke nearly cry in the toilets. Remember when he went, you auntie hoes? And then they were like, yeah. And then he went, you used to bully me. So he obviously scarred him.
He did it again, and he bullied him again, didn't he? He's like, "Shut the fuck up! Give me your fucking
he was like,
money!"
Fucking, fucking do it, mate.
Yeah,
he fucking slapped him to the ground and stood above his lifeless body.
Pissed on him, fucking asshole.
Well, yeah, I was
man.
A little bit of a dickhead at school, I suppose, but you know, I don't think I was that horrible. But it's made me a better person now.
God,
so.
I bet you were a fucking asshole in school.
If I was in America, I'd be a jock.
Oh, yes, you would totally be a jock. Totally be an asshole jock that I would fucking want to punch in the face. Fucking hate all those guys, man. All those guys in high school, I hated all
you
of them.
You can tell 100% that Pam got bullied.
No, I know. I didn't get. People were scared of me. They didn't bully me.
How the fuck scared of you?
Yeah, they were scared of me.
Little
yeah.
potty fucking mohawk four-eyed twat.
No, they
I
would have
slapped you about, mate.
No, you wouldn't have. They were scared of me. It was especially after the Columbine incident that we had, where guys.
The Columbine.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you guys know what the Columbine was? It's when two guys came into school, shot a bunch of people, like killed
oh,
like
right,
30 people
sorry.
Or whatever.
I thought that was like. Like, yeah, you know, like when they go, oh, the Nacton boys have come round.
No, the Columbine.
I never told Amy this because, you know, Columbine's quite well known over here.
Yeah.
And because that bloke, Moore bloke, that fat fuck, he done a thingy on it, didn't it?
Mm-hmm. Documentary on it. Yeah, Michael Moore.
Yeah, that's him. And because obviously I want to move to America and I want to move to Denver.
Yeah.
And obviously Columbine is in Denver.
It is in Denver.
And it's
the
place.
Only reason you want to go there is so you can smoke weed.
No, I don't smoke weed. I smoked it in the last 3 years. I smoked weed once.
Why are you? Why are you even
last week?
Why are you even addressing that? Just keep going.
But anyway, so yeah, and a lot of the houses that I was looking at are in Columbine. Oh, I was like, yeah. Oh, you know, I was like, yeah, it's really safe. Apart from that one time at band camp.
Yeah. So I mean, everyone they weren't. My brother was a popular guy. He was the guy that was friends with everybody. He was a jock. He was popular. My sister was popular. She was a smart girl. She was friends with everybody. Whatever. I didn't talk to anybody. I didn't have any friends. They didn't fuck with me. I was a gothic emo kid.
They thought you were gonna murder them. They thought
they
didn't fuck with you because they thought you might shoot them in the face.
Correct. That is 100% correct.
Wow.
It's 100% correct. Yes. Because I
you're weird.
Yeah. Because I was weird. Yeah. Exactly.
Wayne, he's going to shoot some bags.
That's the way it is, yeah.
Don't let my breath.
You got to be like that if you
He'll
think...
get stopped at the airport when they search him and he's just got guns.
They get stopped in the airport all the time.
Why do you get stopped at the airport all the time?
I don't know. I get frisked all the time.
Yeah.
Fricked.
Fricked. Frisked. Frisks.
He likes fucking frisks. Getting touched in the airport.
Frisks. All right, Wayne, you ready for your article? Let's go.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. Let's go.
Just like that. Pff, and we're done.
And we're gone. This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever seen.
Hello, a very good morning to you. I was just reading one of the morning papers. In fact, we'll go back to that paper in a moment because I found a rather interesting story in there.
People say TV is bad now. Are you kidding me? That
oh, hello counted, there. Hell,
oh, I'm sorry.
You've just caught me off guard reading my newspaper on live TV.
The director was just like, oh, just be nonchalant about it. Just be nonchalant about it. just be cool. Just be cool, man. Just be cool. Fucking.
But anyway,
why
the reason we're playing the
swap shop
theme is why man swapped his iPhone 5 for a bite of pepperoni pizza. If you're peckish and haven't got any cash on you, why not swap your pricey smartphone for a bite to eat? That's what one festival goer did. So basically, a man has admitted on Facebook that he swapped his iPhone for a bite of pizza at a recent festival.
What?
Alan Banning from Dunfermline 5 put up a message yesterday and has since become an internet star as his message went viral. It appears that he was desperate for a pizza at Tea in the Park in fucking Scottish names. Strathallan Castle, and a passing stranger helped him out for around the price of £180.
What?
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 Well, he must have. That's what they obviously rate secondhand iPhone.
The phone was worth £180?
I'm guessing.
No. Hang on. That just said, it appears that he was desperate for a pizza at Tea in the Park. So a passing stranger helped him out for the price of around £180. So
well, that's what must just be the estimate rate. Right?
That's not swapping. That's selling. That's bullshit. This story's bollocks. That's just a man sells, man says iPod, buys a pizza.
No, that is what that is that's the estimated guess of a secondhand iPhone 5, isn't it?
No, it says, I'll quote, it appears that he was desperate for a pizza at Tea in the Park, so a passing stranger helped him out for the price of around £180.
No, for the price of around £180. Yeah, exactly. That's just the estimate of a
That's the
thing,
estimation
you know, a
of
second-hand
the
phone.
Secondhand phone, yeah.
That's a sign. That's what it cost him because he's got lost his phone in essence, isn't he?
Oh, he didn't lose his phone. He traded his phone.
No, but he's lost his phone for a buy of pizza, isn't
he? Yeah, definitely.
That's all. Right, anyway.
Well, let's go.
On Facebook, he wrote, if anyone here is selling an iPhone 5 or better, please let me know. Swap mine at Tea in the Park last week for a bite of pepperoni pizza. There you go. If you're not selling one, feel free to leave a wide comment. Regards. And then that's gone online, it's granted disbelief and a lot of mirth with more than 5,000 retweets and favourites on Twitter. There's no word on whether or not Alan succeeded in finding the new phone. All right,
so here's the thing. How drunk do you have to be willing to give up your drugs? You think it's drugs, not drunk? High?
Got the munchies so bad. He's gone into his pockets and think, fuck it.
Dude, you have to be super high. Like super super high to trade your phone. I don't have any money, but here's my phone. If I could have a slice of pizza, like how good does that pizza have to be before you trade it in?
You just don't think, do you? You live in the moment, and he's just obviously think my gut is hungry, and I've got no money. Fuck it.
All right, Wayne.
It's not until you wake up the next day and you think, oh fuck.
Wayne, what are you going to be willing to trade your phone for? What are you going to trade your phone? If you had a trade, let's play swap and shop. Okay, you have a iPhone 6, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You have an iPhone 6. What are you going to trade your iPhone 6 for? What would you trade your iPhone 6 for?
Because I'm so fucking... I live on my phone.
Would you trade your iPhone 6 for...
Punani.
Would you trade... Yeah, that's good. Would you trade your iPhone 6 for ass?
Probably, yeah.
That was easy. Wow, that was fucking easy. I thought that was going to be a lot harder than that.
Who's ass? What's his name?
Yeah, what's his name? Fuck, you beat me to it.
I'm drinking a bottle of wine.
I'm telling you. So swap
my wine.
Would you, Ant, what would you trade your phone for? Would you trade your phone for a month's supply? Oh, you hate your phone.
I hate my phone. So
what is your phone? What is your phone?
It's HTC One.
HTC One. Is that the newer generation? Like you got it like 2 years ago?
No, it's the new one.
The new one. So it's like a year ago. Like a year ago. It's
fucking awful.
You hate it. Okay, so, but would you trade it for one bottle of wine? I got a bottle of wine.
I've got to pay £30 a month still, haven't I?
Yes.
For another year.
Yes.
So, you know, I'd at least want to recoup that money.
Three bottles of wine?
You're not listening. Yeah. I need to recoup that money.
Okay.
£30 a month for 12 months.
All right. So would you trade your bottle of, would you trade your cell phone for three free gas fill-ups?
No.
No. Would you trade it for two months of wine? Two months supply of wine for you.
Yeah, done.
You would do that. Done.
Yeah, that's about $5,000, mate.
I believe that. So you trade it for 2 months worth of wine.
Yeah.
Okay.
Done.
All right.
I'll be fucking phone.
I'm not trading my phone in for shit. I need
that's
this.
Cause, that's because you've got all those children's pictures on there, aren't you?
I gotta smash this bitch before anybody finds it.
You gotta do a Tom Brady with your phone.
Yeah. No, my phone's a I hate my phone. It's cracked. It's got a cracked screen on it. But I do everything with my phone. Everything with my phone. I do all the DSJ and P stuff with my phone.
Do you use your phone to wank?
I don't use my phone to wank. I do not watch porn on my phone. That's the only thing I don't do on my phone. I do not watch porn on my phone. No, it's just, I'm just like, if I want to watch porn, I'll just get on my computer. Just like,
yeah, but in their time, like when you're lying in bed, I done it this morning where you just can't be bothered to go downstairs to get your laptop, so you just get your phone, roll over.
No, Wayne, I'm not that fucking lazy.
Wayne.
Yeah?
You woke up in my house.
No, I went to bed in the afternoon.
Did you wank on my sofa?
Well, I wish I did, but I didn't.
Motherfucker.
Yeah, I woke up this morning and I, Wayne, you were at my house this morning.
Motherfucking wanker.
By the way, Aunt, don't flip the cushions back over. Just keep them the way they are.
Jesus Christ. Right. But if you both used to it, I'd be fucked, wouldn't I? You'd be fucking it, and he'd be wanking on it.
So, all right, let's get the fuck out of here.
That's got to be an amazing pizza, though.
It has to be.
Have any of you done any trades or swaps?
I've never done trades.
Yeah, loads.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I
what?
Traded all my fucking... I can't remember like what for and that. I remember like trading my wrestling figures and stuff and...
I'm trying to think. Like, I used to trade...
As a kid, I
probably traded, like, X-Men cards because they were really big back then. So I did a lot of that of trading.
But they are called trading cards.
Yeah, I mean, that's what they're supposed to be for. Did I have a trade? No. There was a big thing in America, like, probably, like, 7 years ago, where people were trading everything. Like, they were trading upgrades. So you trade your phone, let's say, for... I don't know, a microwave. And then, because they needed a phone and you needed a microwave, and you traded the microwave for something else. That was a huge deal like 5 or 6 years ago in America. People were going around the country and trading things to upgrade. One guy traded enough stuff, he got a house eventually.
Yeah, there was a famous one that the guy got a yacht.
Yeah.
And he started with a pin.
Yeah, he started with like a piece of string or something.
Yeah. He got a yacht.
Yeah, and he ended up trading into a. Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, I've never done that. Yeah, I mean, that's where the whole like Craigslist comes about, or eBay or whatever comes about, like, you know, best offer or something like that.
It's good to swap. It's like recycling.
Would you
it's not like recycling. It's not like recycling at all.
Would you do a bit of wife swapping?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Would you do wife swapping, Wayne?
Who with?
I think he would.
I think he would.
See, he didn't.
No, I'm not proposing wife swap.
He didn't say no. I think I totally say.
He did say who with, didn't
yeah,
he?
He didn't say no at all.
Well,
Okay, let's say they're fit. Let's say they're both fit. The man and the woman are both fit, and they want to downgrade and go to you and Claire.
There's not even point talking about it, because Claire wouldn't do it anyway, and she has to be consenting.
Walt said, let's chase
you. We're doing like indecent proposal. Would you say, yeah, I'm up for it?
Indecent proposal? How much
yes.
money?
Oh, no, okay, wait. I got this. You get front row tickets. You get front row tickets, all access, backstage passes, and $1,000. To WrestleMania 32 in Dallas, Texas.
That includes travel.
Everything. Everything's paid for, and you get $1,000 cash to spend on whatever you want.
What have I got to do?
Your food's taken care of. You have to give Claire up. Claire has to be... Vince McMahon wants to fuck Claire.
I'd do it. Just imagine like the fucking interviews and radio shows you could get on like wrestling podcasts.
It's just a random bloke with lots of money.
Yeah.
It's just a random guy.
50
he
grand.
He says, right, Wayne, I want to fuck Claire. Give me, you know, she doesn't have to consent. That's fine.
$1,000.
$1,000, flights over to WrestleMania, and you get WrestleMania tickets. Yep. Front row, backstage pass, meet the stars. What are you doing?
I don't know.
He didn't say no, which means yes.
Think about it.
The only answer is
thinking
no.
About it.
The only answer you could go with is no.
It's no, Wayne. It's no. I does not want to see another penis inside my missus, yes. my wife.
And
that's
what you should
say.
If you're okay with that, that's fine. I'm more than happy with that. But it's either no or yes. And if you say I have to think about it, that means it's yes. That's what that means.
That's rude not to consider offers, isn't it?
Fucking hell.
See, all right, wait, here you go. Aunt, you ready? You ready? Aunt, I will give you 80 grand for Amy for one night.
Yeah.
It's not long.
See, there you go. He said yes. Just like that. See how easy that was?
No, it's a no.
You're in trouble on Friday.
I am in trouble. Yes. No.
No.
Content, no.
No, damn it, no.
Wayne, all right, here's another one. I'll give you exactly the same we're talking about. I'll give you, but $10,000, the WrestleMania, the flights, blah, 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 blah. I want to fuck your ass.
I knew you were going to say
that. I don't think I could.
You didn't say no. You didn't say no.
I don't think I could accept it.
Why?
I probably would want to, but I just don't think I physically could do it.
Probably. All you have to do is bend over, man. That's all you have to do is
bend over. And
That's it.
Slip a little finger
just
in.
Just act like you're not there.
Start with.
Think about it.
So, if it was just the finger, I'd probably do it.
every time you
I said start with.
Every time
yeah,
you see...
Yeah, if that was just a thing, I couldn't have the penis up there. That'd freak me out too much.
Every time you see every picture of you at that event, at with all those celebrities and everything, you're going to be doing nothing but think about Ant's dick in your ass.
So I said I couldn't do it. But the finger, I could probably muster up the courage.
You take a finger... how much to take a finger?
Yeah, you ain't getting tickets for a finger, buddy.
that's we got to downgrade the
yeah definitely big time
the negotiation if I'm just putting a finger up.
You're moving the boundaries now.
Oh yeah, you moved the boundaries.
You're the fucker that moved the boundaries. I said I'm gonna fuck your ass, and you said you can't do it because you'll get freaked out.
Yeah.
Well, all right then. Would you take up the ass from Claire with a strap on?
Oh, he's already done that. He's
100
already,
quid.
He's already done that.
I ain't done quid. It, but I wouldn't, you know, I don't care. Yeah, that one's fine.
For 100 quid.
I'd probably even do it for free.
Well, on that note, let's get out of here. Wayne, what are you up to this week? What's,
I don't know. I ain't got into it yet.
Hey,
I ain't got any plans.
You're supposed to no-sell this, man. We're recording early, but it's Friday. You got to work. You got to recover from the weekend.
I've got a couple days off, and then I work.
Okay, nice.
His life is so
exciting.
Shut up! I'm the one with the more active week. How? What have you been up to this week? Oh, no, no.
And what are you doing this week, man?
Nothing.
You got another vinyl coming out?
Yeah, if I record it in time, it will be up. It'll be up end of this week, maybe.
This week. Yeah, I got
So in a couple of days' time.
Yeah, you guys are doing SummerSlam, right? In 3 weeks, right?
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, that's
finally got my time off.
You have to. You have to record some stuff and put it on the website. Yeah.
Yep. We're going to do a live show.
That's going to be good. Good stuff. I'm trying to get off for that weekend so I can do a live WrestleCast that weekend. It'll be fun. Anyway, all the information is at dsjnp.com, guys. We are out of here. Say goodbye, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everybody.
I don't want to take your dick. I don't want to take your dick, Ant, but I'll take Claire's dildo up my ass.
Exactly.
That's ridiculous.